All right, so the golf outing has started. We're at Solitude Links, where just a few minutes ago they teed off. A beautiful day out here, too, for the 5th Annual Veterans Golf Outing. And the focus this year is on equine therapy. We've been talking about that, horse therapy for folks with PTSD, those that have served in the military. And joining us right now is, I can't even begin to describe what Bam Bam looks like, because I thought that somebody had brought a dog in here. And then I looked, and that was no dog. That was a horse. Tammy Miller is a horse rescuer. Good morning.
Good morning.
Saving Grace Horse Rescue, right?
Saving Grace Miniature Horse Rescue.
So tell us about that.
Well, we rescue miniature horses. Mostly, we try to only take in horses that truly needed to be rescued, suffered from neglect, you know, not rehomings. But I do help out with people who need to rehome their horses.
I can imagine there's a lot of situations where people think, oh, wouldn't it be fun to have a miniature horse?
There is.
They look just like a dog. And then they find out it's not a dog, it's a horse, and they need a lot more care than they can provide.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We see that all the time. People think that they can just keep them in their backyards. You know, you still have to be zoned to have horses, to have a miniature horse. So,
horse is a horse, yes. Of course, even if it's a miniature horse. Tell us about miniature horses. I don't know anything about them other than they're cute.
They are cute. Well, miniature horses, it's really not a breed. It's a size. So anything under 38 inches is considered a miniature horse. There's two registries for miniature horses. There's the AMHA, which registers miniature horses 34 inches and under. And then there's AMHR, which registers horses 38 inches and under. And miniature horses are great. They're bred down from Shetlands. They're really great for kids. You can do a lot with them. We show them in hand in pretty much anything you can do with a big horse.
See, I was going to ask about that, because you can't ride a miniature horse. So what do you do with them?
We cart them. We drive them. Yep. Yeah, but, I mean, we show them in hand in jumping and in trail, halter, obstacle, showmanship, all that.
All right. And, you know, we've been talking about horse therapy. Miniature horses still good for that as well?
Oh, absolutely. Miniature horses are great for it. Like, that's why I don't like to promote Bam Bam as a miniature horse per se because of his dwarfism. But he is a great therapy horse. You know, his size really makes people who aren't sure of horses very comfortable.
Cindy Garvalia is here as well. We talked with Cindy last week about horse therapy. How did you ever even find out about and get involved in this line of therapy?
Well, I've always loved horses, and I've always loved any kind of animal, dogs, cats, horses, not snakes. One day I was looking online to see how we could partner with horses, and I found the EGALA website. And a friend of mine was already certified, so I went to watch a session, and I was sold. I signed up for the next certification, and we're now going this week for our advanced certification. And it's amazing how the horses really, really tune into how you're feeling.
So what was it like the first time that you saw this in action?
It was incredible. It was like seeing 6 or 7 face-to-face sessions of therapy happen in an hour. And the coolest thing is that the people themselves found their own answers. It was not guided by the therapist.
How does that happen?
Well, there's a team. There's the horse, of course. There's the mental health clinician, and there is an equine specialist. And what happens is we create activities for people, and through those activities, they speak through the horses in metaphors. And oftentimes when they come in with an issue, it is not the issue that comes out in the ring. And it's amazing. People are just floored by it. But as a clinician, to see quick, effective, long-lasting treatment, it's now evidence-based, I was sold.
So when they're working with a horse, if they're frustrated by a situation, it may remind them of another situation that frustrated them, and then they begin to talk about it.
Yes, that's exactly right. Exactly right.
It sounds like a fascinating and quickly growing field of therapy.
It is. It's becoming more and more popular. The issue that people are running into is that as a clinician, you can get certified. As an equine specialist, you can get certified. But they're scattered all over. It's real hard to find a team. We were very, very, very lucky, very blessed.
Somebody that feels they could benefit from this kind of therapy, or they know somebody that could, should they contact the Veterans Affairs Office?
Yes, absolutely. Or they can go on our website, Wisdom Counseling LLC, and we also have a Facebook page.
Yeah. Cindy, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Tammy, thank you. And take good care of Bam Bam. He's adorable. All right, thanks a lot. It's 17 past 9 o'clock here on WPHM. We are broadcasting this morning from the Veterans Golf Outing at Solitude Links. It is a gorgeous morning out here. We'll take a look at the weather forecast for the rest of the week ahead in just a few minutes here on WPHM.